The NBA has suspended Draymond Green for Game 5. Draymond Green got into a, I don't even know what to call it. He and LeBron James got tangled up in the middle of the floor. They got tangled up. They fell down. And as LeBron was getting up, he was standing over Draymond Green and kind of stepped over him. And one of those moves that was kind of one of those, you know, quasi-intimidation moves. Draymond didn't like it. And as he was getting up, he kind of, you know, threw a right hand into LeBron's junk. You hit him between the legs. Draymond Green really likes to hit people in the junk. That's kind of his deal. You know, if you locked he and Chris Paul in a room and made them play one-on-one against each other, they'd both leave the room sterile. They can't keep their hands off one another. That's a story for another day. Anyway, the NBA decided that that was a flagrant one foul. That flagrant one foul triggered an automatic suspension of Draymond for Game 5. Now, here's the question is, did the NBA overreact? Should they suspend somebody for something like that? In a vacuum, that play was pretty insignificant. A couple of guys got taken. What it should have been was a double tech, and both you guys just walk away. Stop it. That's about as serious as it got. It really wasn't a big deal at all. But because Draymond Green has a reputation, because he has a track record, because they know his name in the front office, okay, and not in a good way, because this is the husband that cheats on his wife. This is the guy at work who's constantly turning in assignments late. This is the guy that's always cutting a corner. And the one time he doesn't do it, but he gets caught, something does come up, and the boss says, your wife says, you're late again. I know you're out running around with her. That's it. I've had it. I want a divorce. Ah! And you're saying, sweetheart, I got a flat tire on the way home. I swear to God, I got a flat tire. I wasn't running around. No, that's what you said when you were with her, and then with her, and then with her. And you're saying, hey, look, I know, but this time it really happened. That's Draymond Green. He's the guy that's always hitting people in the junk. So this time when he grazed some junk, they're saying, no, dude, get out of here. We're done with you. We're done with you. We can't let you keep punching people in the testicles. We can't do it anymore. Now, the reason that they finally decided to draw a line in the sand in this one is because the series is 3-1. If this series were 2-2, and this isn't just my opinion, it's also Reggie Miller's opinion. If this were 2-2, there is not a chance in hell that the NBA suspends Draymond Green for this game. The NBA is not going to be the one to determine the outcome of a series. If Draymond Green is not on that court and it's 2-2 and it's anybody's game, they're not going to do that. Because then all of a sudden the Cavs have a chance. Now all of a sudden the Cavs could steal one, go back home, and you just handed the Cavaliers the series. But because they're up 3-1, even if they lose tonight, the Warriors aren't going to lose 3 games in a row to the Cavaliers. They're just not. They're just not. The Cavaliers aren't good enough to do it. And I'll be honest, I don't even have a huge problem with that. I don't even have a huge problem with them taking a step back and saying, can we enforce our rules this time? What is it, 3-1? We don't mind if this thing goes 6 games, and they'll probably beat them. Yeah, you know what? Suspend them. At least then we can say, hey, look, we don't play favorites. If they were tied 2 games apiece, there is absolutely no way that Draymond Green gets a suspension. Reggie Miller said he would bet his right arm that that's true. I agree with him. I absolutely agree with him.